Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening, 1320 WILS. It is Wednesday. Great to have you here. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Tonight, we'll talk about the Senate's failure to pass a repeal of the Affordable Care Act today, what the political and actual implications are to our insurance system, what it will mean. Also, the TSA, with new guidelines on electronic devices, you're going to want to hear this. It's going to mean, I think, much longer lines at the security check-in. But let's begin with Flint. We had Melissa Mays here yesterday. She is back to talk about the news of today, which is that they are now going to be closing some of these water resource centers in the city of Flint. Melissa Mays, founder of What Are You Fighting For and a Flint resident herself. Melissa, great to have you on WILS once again.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, were you anticipating this announcement today? Or?
Yeah, we knew it was coming because since last year, the state has been trying to get out of the water pods, which are basically the points of distribution site where you can go pick up bottled water as well as water test kits, recycling bags, things, filters, those kinds of things. So they've been trying to close them down for quite some time. We had to go to court about it, and we got it. The longest we could get it extended to was September 1st, but then it was completely up to the state as to when they were going to close them down. And then today we found out they're going to close down 5 of the 9 resource pods by September 5th, and 4 will remain open indefinitely, which is a good thing, but it's not enough, because what they're saying is that, hey, the lead numbers are down. But today I received a letter from a woman who her lead is 5,533 parts per billion, and she had her blood tested today, and it came back 38.4. Anything over 5 is a huge concern. Anything over 10 is poisoned. And she is devastated. She is 62 years old with Parkinson's that the doctors think is caused by the water to begin with. And now she's devastated because she's told the filters were safe and all this great wonderful thing, but the filters just aren't built for this kind of lead, and there's too many people still having that.
Okay. Now, do you rely on these water resource centers yourself, these pods, for your own family?
Absolutely.
You do? And
yeah.
How often do you go?
It depends on basically what I'm cooking that week what's going on if we're home a lot. But yeah, if I make a lot of food at home and we're not eating out, then we'll go a couple of times a week to go pick up what we need. But then also there's other items such as the filter or the resource bags and the recycling bags and all that, because those little bottles add up quickly.
Okay, and can you get as much water as you want when you go, or?
No, I think the max is, depending on the sites, either 14 cases, 10 cases, sometimes up to 20, but it depends. And that's just a lot of weight for your vehicle. So more people like us will take, we'll do more trips, and fewer cases, because that's a lot to lug in. Each case weighs 26 and a half pounds.
Okay. So, I mean, as long as you have these 4 remaining open, should that cover the city for now then?
Well, I'm worried because transportation is a huge, huge issue, and some of the sites they're closing down are on the bus line, and people are having to take the bus if they don't have a vehicle. There's 18% of Flint does not own a vehicle, and then that doesn't include the people who have cars and they just don't run, or the people that can't lift the cases themselves. So it really is going to limit access to them, because not all of the ones that are left open are on the bus route.
Okay. So, I mean, what does this mean to the city? Because whenever we talk, I imagine, being in your situation, I don't think I could stay. I just don't think I could do it. What is the repercussion going to be for Flint?
It's another slap in the face, but we need. Part of us, I mean, we knew it was coming, but then there's still that hope that they're going to listen to us, and the fact that people are still so sick, so many bacterial skin infections, MRSA going on right now, and so people need more bottled water to actually bathe in, especially babies and senior citizens. They seem to be getting hit the hardest, and so cutting this back is terrifying, and they're talking about wanting to transition everybody to filtered water, but then people are drinking the filtered water, and there's, again, I talked about the 3-year-old that his blood levels came back at 7, and that's well over poisoning for a child, and he's been drinking out of the filter. So it's frustrating because they're just not listening, and it's like these things are acceptable as long as they can pull out. And it's always profit over people, and it's just hard to take day
really,
after day
even,
after day.
Even now after the, because I thought the crisis would have changed that. Because look, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, they say that for the second consecutive six-month monitoring period, the water in Flint homes contains lead levels that did not exceed federal safety standards. I mean, that's what they're saying, and they're studying it closely. So how are they wrong, then?
They still haven't tested all the homes. They're still hovering at about one-third of the homes in Flint being tested, and a lot have not been retested since last year because instead of going door-to-door, they're just telling people to go pick up kits, but they're not pushing it. They're telling people that the water's getting better, and so people don't test it anymore. They're saying, oh, we'll take their word for it, so they're using the filters. They're not getting their water tested, and so we can't trust these numbers. And actually, in the month of June, there were tests that came back over 10,000 parts per billion. 5,000 is hazardous waste. So I don't understand how they can say with such confidence that things are better when there's still so many people testing so high. And the fact that, you know, your lead can change in your water from day to day, depending on the weather, construction, something could shake it loose in the pipes. Mm-hmm. There's too many question mark factors. And so it's just wrong to say a blanket, everything is better when you can't. I mean, scientifically, you've not tested everybody. And again, there's still not testing for bacteria, the chemicals that are actually killing people.
Okay, and your thought is what, that Flint residents should not be drinking water even filtered at all?
No, because they actually proved, Wayne State University proved that the filters actually grow bacteria. So if there's bacteria in your water, it actually increases the growth. So that is very dangerous.
Where does that leave? I mean, so you're saying just the bottled water for what, for the next 5-10 years? What's the timeline here?
Well, the service lines are supposed to be replaced within 3 years. So there's that. And hopefully if there's light winters, which we don't know, I mean, they can get it done faster. But there's still so much work that needs to be done. And again, if your water heater is contaminated with bacteria, you can have a new service line. It's not going to matter. Until they address the entire problem and fix the entire problem instead of keep doing these cheap Band-Aids and patches, it's just not going to be safe for anybody.
Yeah. Do you see people just giving up on the city and saying, you know what, if I have any resources, I'm leaving?
Absolutely. There's people that have given up so much hope, and they've worked, you know, especially senior citizens that, you know, they worked for 50 years in the shop and then they retired and this was supposed to be their livelihood. They wanted to live out their days and they're giving up on their dreams. The American dream just doesn't seem tangible anymore. And people are like, I can't stay here anymore. There are no services for me. I can't get medical care. We still don't have insurance for adults and there's just not help. And then of course being told over and over and over again that it's safe, even though you know it's not, people get tired of being lied to. And it really is a very, very hard time right now because you keep trying to restore hope and then things like this come out today. And while we're glad they're not shutting them all down September 1st like they had originally planned, it's still not enough. It's just like these little teeny tiny tokens and we feel that we deserve better. This was done to us and by no choice or fault of our own. And yet they're not taking full responsibility and, again, addressing the entire problem.
Melissa Mays here with us. Flint resident Melissa May. So you said, Melissa, that the water shutoffs are now happening, although if the water's so toxic, is that a bad thing at this point?
Well, it is if you want to keep your home, because if you have your water shut off after 90 days, they can cap your sewer, which even if you're using bottled water in the back of your toilets to flush, that still leaves them either able to condemn your home, and so you could possibly lose your home. And so there's a lot of issues that come with having your water shut off, but there are people that absolutely only use bottled water and couldn't care less if the water comes through your pipes. But on the other hand, even if you shut water off and don't use a dime, they're still charging you upwards of $100 a month just to be connected to the system. So that's how much our service fees are before one drop of water hits our house.
Yeah. Now, are you maintaining your water bills yourself, or?
No, we're doing what we can. I mean, it's around $2,000 again, but we're paying what we can because we keep getting shutoff notices and then the threats to put the tax liens. So they're going to put our overdue water bills on our property taxes and then foreclose on our homes. Mm-hmm. We're one of 8,002 people that received that threatening letter, so we don't want to lose our house. So, again, you're fighting to keep poison water off, but yet it's you're stuck between two ridiculous hard places, basically.
Yeah. Are you near the thought of maybe leaving Flint at some point, or?
No, because, I mean, if we don't stay and fight, they're going to get what they want, which was to get the poor and minorities out of Flint and, you know, by overcharging. I mean, the poisoning happened and they didn't do anything to stop it. But, again, we have to try to set an example for the rest of the country, because now more and more cities are popping up completely poisoned like we are. And so we have to stand up and fight back so we can set a good example. And again, this is our life. This is our home. Why do I have to give it up? And of course, nobody's going to buy my poison water house. So we are stuck.
Could they force you in a foreclosure situation? Could that happen to you? Or?
Yes, they could. Yeah, if we don't pay the water bill, if we don't pay for poison, then they're going to do that. And again, it's not like it's cheap. We pay the highest rates in the United States for poisoned water. We pay 8 times the national average.
Crazy. Melissa Mays, really an amazing situation there in Flint right now. Flint resident, founder of Water You Fighting For. The website is wateryoufightingfor.com. It's Melissa Mays on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.